from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Case. Let's go all access with Aditi, and she is brought to you by Bet365. Good afternoon, Aditi.
Hi, guys. Why are you so much taller than Mueller right now? Are you, like, sitting on
his camera's adjusted.
Well, I am much taller than Mueller.
He's 6'3". I'm six feet even.
But that's still not, like, a 3-inch disparity right there.
Mm. Here, I'll try to stay.
Also, my head is, like, significantly larger than
Aditi,
yours.
Aditi, congratulations on another season with CBS. And
Thank you. You're
going to get Steelers and Broncos in week two. What a game. That's going to be a lot of fun. The Russell Wilson.
Oh, yes.
People thought this was going to be Monday Night Football in week one, and you guys, Spiro Ditas and the gang, get it in week two. That's awesome.
Well, you know what's so great about this is that we were actually, our crew, Adam Archuleta, Spiro Ditas, and myself, were in Denver week two last year.
I mentioned that to Donnie off the air, the Hail Mary play.
Yes, yes. So anyway, we were there, and we were there when Sean Payton and Russell Wilson were talking about, quite frankly, how much they loved each other. And Sean Payton saying he wouldn't have taken this job if he didn't believe in Russ and what he enjoyed about Russ so much. And Russ talking about watching plays, watching film late at night and drawing up plays with Sean Payton while candles were lit, like literally by candlelight. I still have all of these notes about how the two of them were raving about what they would do together. And then, of course, it's not how it all worked out. So...
No.
Well, I would love to be a fly on the wall in those production meetings before that game. I would love for you to like sneak a tape recorder in there or put me on speakerphone surreptitiously.
We are most definitely not allowed to do that, but we are already discussing the production meetings.
What is, in Aditi's eyes, the number one Steelers training camp storyline as a former newspaper reporter and someone that loves...
You're hunting the stories.
That kind of thing. The number one story is camp opens tomorrow.
I mean, for me, it's really how the offense looks, right? Because that's what's held them back for the last few years. And obviously, the team has devoted a lot of energies on shoring up that offensive line. What they're doing with Najee and Jalen Warren, to some extent, is a reflection of what they want to see out of the run game. Whatever's happening with Pat Freiermuth is all about what are we going to see out of the Arthur Smith offense. There's a reason that they went out and got Arthur Smith. He's putting his stamp on this team, so let's see how it gels. And obviously, it's very hard to see in training camp. This is really going to be about when the season comes, but we're going to get a sense of, is this line gelling? Are we seeing that level of nastiness that we were used to seeing? What are we seeing out of Najee Harris? Is this lack of a contract? Is that creating a different chip on his shoulder. What are we seeing from Jalen Warren? Are we seeing more usage out of the tight ends, not just Pat Freiermuth, but Connor Hayward? I think that while you're not going to see the entire offense, you're certainly going to see a lot of signs, hints, things like that. And you just played Russell Wilson talking about the other wide receivers. Let's see.
Would you agree with us that saying Van Jefferson is really diligent is damning with the faintest of praise? He said, like, Calvin Austin's explosive. He was naming all these other things. And then he goes, Van Jefferson, he is a diligent guy. And I was like, hey, if I'm Van Jefferson, I don't love that one.
Yeah, you know what? No, because sometimes that's what separates you. It's your work ethic. It's your approach. It's how you practice. It's how on your P's and Q's you are. Do you know the playbook? Can you be counted on to run the right route when it is called to the right spot? All of those things matter. So, I mean, it's easy to call it damning, but like, it's not. One of the best receivers I've ever seen in my entire life, Larry Fitzgerald, is not the guy that you could describe as the fastest, the quickest, the twitchiest, the strongest. He just was really, truly the most reliable, dependable, and diligent.
Yes.
Are you disagreeing with
No,
me?
I do. I just was sidetracked no, by something
here. No, I was just,
here.
Well, Aditi, I was going to say, like, if somebody had called me, if somebody was asked, like, what's Chris like as a radio host? You know, how would you say he is? And they were like, oh, he works very hard. I would be like, ah, crap, I got to shore it up here. But I had a different...
Yeah, but you know what? Would you rather have the one explosive play a month, or would you be the guy that you can count on every single week for... whatever it is, 5 catches and 75 yards.
Van Jefferson, fortunately for us, Moldy has both in his bag.
I will say
the explosive takes.
Good save, Pony. Good save.
If Van Jefferson gives them 5 and 75 a week, I will be dancing partially nude in this studio. I will be so happy.
Oh, my. I don't know that any of us needs to see that.
All right. Write it down. If Van Jefferson goes for 5 and 75
every
against the
week,
Falcons
week
in week one.
Every
we're
week.
We're probably going to violate all sorts of FCC rules.
Joe Starkey used to take his shirt off in this studio a lot, and that was an even worse sight than what it would
when
look
he
like
did
for
after-
this is one of these, like, please don't talk about this. Like, please. I don't need to hear
anyway,
this. My ears are closed.
I do have another camp storyline thing, though. Where on the list of camp storylines would you put Cam Hayward's contract situation, Aditi?
I don't, you know what, Cam is the consummate professional. I don't expect, I can't even see, I don't know. Can you guys see Cam ever being petulant? Can you ever see him turning into a cancer?
No, I did make the point to Jeff, though. He loves, I think, showing up and making the small talk with reporters, and here are the board games I brought, and here are the things I'm looking forward to and getting to camp. And he didn't do any of that today. So I do think his situation with the team is getting to him and weighing on him in some respects, where the trivial kind of fun stuff that comes with camp, he's just not into right now.
But that's fair. And he's also removing himself from the opportunity to be asked about those things.
Right.
And what is he going to say?
Yeah.
You know, at this point, you need to ask Omar Khan that question, not Cam Hayward. Cam's made pretty clear what he's looking for, what he wants. I just...
Has he, by the way,
I don't
on that?
Think, can, I'm just saying, can, I don't think it affects Cam on
fair
the
Fair enough,
field.
But can you just, can you clarify that? When you say, he's made it clear what he wants, he's made it clear that he wants an extension, but has he made it clear how much money he wants? I mean, that's the thing that obviously is the issue with things.
Well, that... I think the Steelers are well aware of what Cam and his camp are looking for.
Do they want to get, like, I just...
Apparently
I,
they don't want to give it to him yet because it hasn't happened.
The fact that they, if they're clearly aware
well, not,
that they haven't wanted to give
of,
it to
when
him.
When do you know of a negotiation that's that easy? Where someone sits here and says, give me this, and the team says, okay, done, here we go.
When Malzi needed his contract renewed by the station, it went exactly like that.
Yeah, it was give me this, and then Malzi's? it was give me this, and then it was no, and then I said, well, crap, all right.
Hey, Aditi, do not take this at all personally, but because our programming is affected today by this Pirates game, we have to let you run because there's 2 outs in the 9th inning. So it has no reflection on you, but we have to get out here per our bosses. So thank you
all right, well,
for being flexible
today.
All
right, well, my son went to see Paul Skeens pitch last night and had the best time.
I was there,
so,
too. Where was my text message?
Oh,
did not get
find
one.
Him?
No.
Well, you know, I hope the city finds a way to keep him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.